Many reject belief in the Trinity, namely in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Their justification for rejection? In Mark 12:20, Jesus himself tells us there's only one Lord. That statement of Christ, however, is not in conflict with belief in God in three persons. Genesis 1:26 says, God said, "Let us make man in our image after our likeness." The words us and our reveal plurality. Genesis 18:1-3 says, the Lord appeared to Abraham as three men. Abraham bowed before those three and called them Lord. He did not say lords. Do we forget the Bible calls followers of the gospel the bride of Christ? Many followers, one bride. And God calls the entire nation of Israel his son, not sons. St. John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Verse 14 of the same chapter says, the Word was made flesh. Translation, God was made flesh. The flesh that housed God was inferior to God, but the Word in that flesh was equal to God. This is why Scripture reveals Jesus the man with limitations, but Jesus the Lord as Almighty. Could it be that Jesus was a mere man to whom God gave great power? After all, Scripture says Christ is the firstborn of all creation. He's also the only begotten Son of God and the firstborn of the dead. Let's get understanding of these terms. Firstborn also denotes status and blessing. Exodus 4:22 reads, thus saith the Lord, Israel is my son, even my firstborn. Israel was an entire nation called firstborn. Obviously, birth dates have nothing to do with firstborn. And Israel was not the first nation on the earth. The flesh that housed the Lord himself was above all other flesh. That is why Christ is the firstborn of all creation. Status. Do we forget Jacob stole his firstborn brother Esau's birthright? Jacob received the blessing set aside for the firstborn, though he was not the firstborn. Blessing. Limiting ourselves to the literal definition of firstborn results in error. The same applies when considering the titles only begotten and firstborn of the dead. Please visit heavenlymanna.net to get understanding of these terms. Finally, some say Philippians 2, 5-6 prove Jesus was not God, because we read, let this mind be in you which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Now, let's read the very next verse, which says, but took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. If Jesus were a mere man, why does it say he was made in the likeness of men? Likeness is similarity, but it's not that thing. This is why man is made in the likeness of God. He's not God. He's only in the likeness of God. This is why Jesus was like, made in the likeness of men. That is telling us, in plain language, he was only in the likeness of man. For more Bible studies, visit heavenlymanna.net.